with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran is continuing to strike other Arab states.
The Iranians kept up their attacks on the Gulf Arab states, including Saudi Arabia, where they lost dozens of drones today. Meanwhile, in Dubai, there was an incident that saw a drone potentially target the Dubai International Financial Center. That is where most of the hedge funds, money managers, and financial institutions work out of. There was damage to one building there. The Emirati authorities say they intercepted that drone and it was caused by shrapnel. But it just shows how much the Iranians are willing to continue to target areas of the Gulf as this war goes on.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. All six crew members of a KC-135 refueling aircraft that crashed while supporting operations against Iran are dead, that according to the U.S. military.
U.S. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, said the crash in western Iraq on Thursday followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace and that the other plane landed safely in Israel. The crash brings a U.S. death toll in Operation Epic Fury to at least 13 service members, with the seven others killed in combat. The Pentagon said earlier this week that about 140 U.S. service members have been injured, including eight severely. The KC-135 has been in service for more than 60 years and has been involved in several fatal accidents, most recently in 2013. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A man who opened fire in a classroom at Virginia's Old Dominion University, killing one and injuring two others, was granted an early release from federal prison in 2024 after completing a drug treatment program. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points, the Nasdaq dropping 206, the S&P 500 lower by 40. This is SRN News. Southerners are the most religious, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to the latest data from the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who live in the southeastern portion of the country have a religious affiliation. That's the highest percentage of any region. However, the Pew study also reveals that while Southerners care about faith more than anybody else, they care about it less than they used to. By all metrics, people from the South are significantly less religious now than they were 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
Drug use is spiraling out of control in Cuba, and the Christian community is fighting back. The Alcance Victoria Cuba Church provided therapy to approximately 50 addicted young people and their families last year, and today more than a dozen individuals attend sessions regularly. Pastor Abel Perez says, "As a pastor, I'm not called to sit idly by." This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A big downgrade to the U.S. economy in the fourth quarter of last year.
A surprisingly sluggish economic end to 2025. The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy, which was hobbled by last fall's 43-day government shutdown, grew at an annual rate of 0.7% in the fourth quarter. That's half the original estimate. Economists had expected the revision to go the other way and show stronger fourth quarter growth. Federal government spending and investment, which were clobbered by the shutdown, plunged by nearly 17%, knocking more than a percentage point off fourth quarter growth. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And the administration has announced a 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions. It's a bid to stabilize a global energy markets. More losses today on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down by 119 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.